little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm Lisa Bags.
And it's just me and Mum this week. It is another solo episode because George is away again. Isn't he, Mum?
Well, yeah, and he's supposed to be skiing, but there's no snow.
Well, this is the thing. We got a text the moment he touches down in France.
Yeah, he's gone to France.
And he says, having fun, there's no snow.
Well, he sent me a picture.
Is it just grass?
And all you can see, it's beautiful view out of his window.
Yeah.
With his slippers on. And the mountains are green.
Yeah.
With a little dusting.
Oh, okay, fine.
A little bit of dust on the top.
Yeah, so he's not really skiing, but he's away again.
I'm quite pleased, actually, because I was a bit worried about him going, because he's a little bit, well, actually, you're quite clumsy, but I don't feel...
No, George is not good at things. If he doesn't pick it up straight away...
He's great at every sport, though. He probably would be really good.
Yeah, but I've seen him skiing in person.
I bet you're
he's good. Terrible. If he was flying down...
Is he fast?
Yeah, and then he just flipped.
Oh, sugar.
And I could have broken his neck. No. Dolly did that once, didn't she, on a beach? Oh, running, flip.
She got IVDD, yeah.
What's IVDD?
Where the discs go in your back.
Oh, fucking hell. But anyway. I actually enjoyed skiing because...
you had snow.
Yes. I used to be good at ice skating, didn't I?
We were just talking about that in the car on the way up.
Were you? What about me ice skating?
Yeah, because George was... we went before I had him, and then we only took him, you know, with the little penguin.
Yeah, yeah. So he hates ice skating.
Yeah, I know.
He hates it.
But you was really good at that.
I know. Just call me Torvalin. Torvalin Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do dance on ice?
No. Joe, no. It just scares me. I can't dance as it is, so let alone
you
dance
can offer
on ice.
Some Prosecco, though.
Yeah, well, that's a different kettle of fish, isn't it, really? That's when you think you can dance.
Would you do...
You have a good go at dancing.
Would you do drunk dance on ice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd have to have a penguin, though.
You are...
I'd be on the floor more than I'd be standing up.
You are the prime example of, you know, that like Dutch courage you get. Because I remember we were at a wedding once, wasn't it? Or a family party.
Oh, yeah.
And you were doing karaoke and I've never seen anything like it. The Mariah Carey came out.
Oh, really? What was that?
What do you mean, oh, really? No, you never remember.
Yeah,
you
know,
never remember.
Probably not. I'm pretty good, though, when I'm at a few sherbets.
Would you mean? No, you're not.
Well, okay. All right. Trying to name a shame.
No. Sorry. I'm not. If we went on tour with the pod, would you abstain from alcohol?
Oh, my God. There's no way I'd be able to do it if I had a drink. No, I'd have to be sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe a little something. There's no way I could have wine.
Would you do it throughout the show? Like,
I could sip.
Grace is steaming every time she walks out on stage.
No, but you know what? I fall asleep. You'd be going, Mum, and I'd be like...
No, I don't think... Actually, I was going to say tell a lie, but when we did Grace's tour in Birmingham with George, George started drinking at the start and it hit him before the interval.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And he was just sat there like this.
Mm. And it's wine as well. That's why I've kind of... I know you're quite shocked at this, but that's why I've kind of not been... drinking wine, because it's just I've made a real...
What makes you sleepy?
Which is, yeah, I've just really noticed it in the last sort of 6 months, so...
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
No.
We've been debating about that, haven't we? Prosecco versus wine,
yeah,
in the family chat.
Yeah, Prosecco's my new best friend.
I know. Well,
she's rosé. Expensive one.
Well, another debate we had this week in the family chat, it's all been going off at the minute, and it was socks and sandals, wasn't it?
Oh.
And how I like them, but everyone else doesn't. And that's a debate we've been having.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really care about the fashion sense and all that. All I'm caring about at the moment is you two being hydrated in the hot weather that's supposed to be coming up. Right, let's settle our family differences on the pod, and I'm going to be game master.
Let's play Hot or Not with Air Up.
Socks and sandals in the summer.
Hot.
No.
It's hot. I really like socks and sandals. I was wearing them on flights.
There's no need for it.
My ankles swell on flights.
Right. Cooking vegetables on the barbecue, hot or not?
Hot. I like grilled
veg. Definitely. Crusty and dry skin from being dehydrated.
Well, that's a not, isn't it? That's a not. No one likes to be crusty and dehydrated. I feel like when I keep hydrated, it gives my skin a glow, stops me from being wrinkly, looking tired.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. It's not directed at anyone. It's not.
Shades on indoors, hot or not?
Hot.
Not.
Hot.
No.
It's elusive.
Throw away plastic bottles. Absolutely
not. Save the environment. No.
Absolutely not.
Get on the recyclable hype with Air Up's new 1 litre bottle. I absolutely love these. This has changed my life, this bottle. No more plastic for me.
I know, it's great though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sending fire emojis to flirt with someone when they post a sexy summer pic by the pool. Hot or not?
Hot. Me. No. Me with my boyfriend.
You're hanging after a night out with your mates and you get to midday without having had any water.
That's a not. You have to stay hydrated after a night out. When I was in Ibiza and I was really hungover, there is nothing I loved more than walking up to the pool and seeing a little air up bottle at the side.
I know, but it's so good for your health and it does improve your mood and it definitely helps you sleep better. Ghosting someone after a first date, hot or not?
That's hot.
Definitely, I agree. Having flavoured water with zero sugar.
Hot.
Hot.
Absolutely hot. Absolutely. See, that's why I love Air Up, right? You get the scented pod, pop it on, still or sparkling water, in the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, and then just good to go.
And no sugar. I just need to say about the flavours.
Okay.
Because there's chocolate orange, bubblegum.
And also that blue raspberry, which is my favourite.
BBL for a summer bod, hot or not?
Hot.
Not.
Hot.
Well, obviously somebody wanted me to say that then.
Hot. No. Psychic Sally said you're going to have one.
Oh, I'm not having a BBL, though I need one. I'm not having one. God. Having loads of water flavours to choose from.
That's hot.
Hot.
That's hot, Mum. With Air Up, these little pods flavour up to 5 litres of water. But if you don't want to drink all the 5 litres of water, just bit by bit, you can take the pods off and put them into their clear casing.
Right, well, you can tap the link in the description and use the code HOT OR NOT.
For 10% off on the Air Up store. That's code HOT OR NOT by tapping the link in the description for 10% off. Thank you to Air Up for sponsoring today's episode of the podcast. Now, Mum, chuck me your paddle, please. And we're going to go into the next segment, which is the diary reading entry.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
The diary entry reading. That's it. Right. So I've got mine, but you were mixing it up a bit this week, weren't you? Well, and you've got your...
I found my school report from when I was 7 years old till 11. So that was my primary school.
Oh God, I'm ready for this. Right. Well, you chuck me that and I'm going to chuck you my diary entry.
Be careful,
for this week.
It's very old, this is.
Do you know what? It looks like it's got hieroglyphics in it. It's that old. There we go.
Well, the first entry was in 1977.
1977?
So I was going to be 8 in the December.
Put this in a museum.
Shut up.
You were 7. 7.7 years.
Yeah, 7.5. Oh. They didn't do like...
How strange. 77?
Yeah.
And you were number 34 in the class.
I know. It's quite a lot really, isn't it, for that?
Anyway... Yeah, shall I read this out?
No, you got to flick through because there's some funny things about what they say about me.
Okay, right. Let me have a look through.
There's a bit about the drama.
Lisa reads well, but must not nish through without
thinking.
Do you remember that guy in EastEnders? It's like, because you're doing nish. Do you remember? Anyway, so not rush through. Okay, you do rush without thinking. I feel she could sometimes try harder. Lisa has a keen sense of the dramatic.
Oh, well, we all know that.
Well, you have not changed.
And look, it says about religious education.
But you're a good swimmer.
I know. But
you ain't swimming.
No, I don't.
You, Mum, when have you ever swam?
No, because I don't like getting my hair and face thing. I've got to do all my hair and makeup after.
If Lisa could overcome this erratic way of working, she could do extremely well. Well, look at her now. 30 years later, she's got a podcast. 40 years later, fucking hell.
I know.
What else we got?
Oh, do you know what? It's following the same theme.
Lisa is working well, although rather inclined to fuss about other children's doings. Always in other people's business from the age of 7. Always in other people's business.
But again, religious studies really good.
Lisa is inclined to the temperamental.
To be.
And sulks if things do not always go her way. Fucking like mother, like son.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Good at PE and drama, good artwork. She's good at art.
So that's all the things I did really well in at school, senior school.
Yeah, good at PE, good control and balance. Drama, obviously gifted. Obviously gifted at drama. That is so funny. You're an asset to the class.
I know.
Oh, that was you at 9 years.
I know.
9 years, 7 months. So, working hard with your maths, you've always been shit.
No,
at maths.
We all have. You boys have all had maths.
We've all been shit with maths. Oh, God, there's some gold in here, isn't there? Imaginative English. What were you saying at the age of 10? You have to bleep that. What else you got? You've had temperamental come up for 3 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Lisa is a lively member of the class.
Yes.
But is sometimes sulky if things don't go your way. So I haven't changed in 3 years. Right. Not much growth. Very enthusiastic. Lisa is overcoming her lack of confidence.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, fucking the previous 3 years have said otherwise.
No, that's maths though, isn't it? I was terrible at maths.
It is, yeah.
And I went, I went on to be head cashier at Barclays Bank.
What? You were blank at the age of 11. 11, so, 11, she took a gap year.
Yeah.
expressive reader, shows promise in drama. Her written work is lengthy, so you've never been short or sweet.
I know.
Right, okay. Some nice work in art. Competitive. Lisa's confident, determined girl always works hard, but occasionally lets her feelings get the better of her.
Tantrum.
And that's from a class teacher with the surname Burrows.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's Chloe Burrows.
No, I love Mr. Burrows. He was lovely. Mrs. Chipperfield, the one who said about the drama, she was lovely. But do you know what? I went on to senior school and I got an O-level in RE, which is religious education, art and English, and didn't take drama, didn't need to, because I was just
So you are queen. The drama.
It's really funny how you read, I read that back yesterday. And
yeah.
It's how I have actually turned out.
From I the know.
So my path was...
just ingrained in you.
It is.
Yeah, so you loved a bit of RE.
Terrible at maths.
Bible basher. Is that what it's called?
I loved religious education.
Did you?
That's why I love Christmas.
If Jesus was about now, would you suck him off?
I'm not even going to answer that question.
Come on, just...
Joe, I'm your mother. I'm not even going to answer that question.
Not even a...
No.
Not even a sniff?
No.
Not even a scratch and sniff?
No.
Fine. Anyway.
Well. Yeah. Right. Should you do yours then?
Go for it.
Right. So your diary looks like the doctor's handwriting, and it's not really very legible, but there you go.
That's two codeine and two paracetamol twice a day.
Right. You're not, are you?
No, I meant for you.
Oh. Cracky.
Right.
Your diary. Trying to lose weight. Your BMI is on the cusp of unhealthy. Rubbish.
Guys, who believes in BMIs, right? Because I did it. Oh, so I've gone up 84 kilo. No, not 84. I've gone up 4 kilograms since since I was 22.
That's half a stone. That's nothing.
It's relationship weight. It really gets to you. Do you know what? Like, I know everyone says it, like, oh, when you're happy and you're in a relationship, you do put on weight. But like last night, Kane's like, we've both had a good day. Let's order a Domino's.
So what?
Well, now it's on my hips for life, isn't it?
It's not. Just, honestly, you annoy me so much. You're such a good-looking boy. I bought Dolly a gift. Where is it?
I bought Dolly a gift. It's at home.
It's not the buggy.
I'm going to surprise you with it tomorrow. But if I were you, I wouldn't order anything that you've said you'd like to order Dolly this week.
Oh, it better be a nice one.
for the fucking price I paid.
Oh, God. Is it? Did you do what I said?
It's for Jazzled.
Right. Oh, my God. Right, don't tell your father. Right, went to see Wicked, first proper musical, guy chucked out.
Yeah, so basically, I went to see Wicked in the week. No, I went to see Wicked. Look, also, just going to caveat this, I can appreciate the work and the graft that goes into musical theatre. Is it for me? No, but I gave it a go, yeah? Gave it a real good raw dogging go. Do you know what I mean? There was a guy came in late, right? Sat next to us, pissed as a fart.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Got his camera out, tried to take a photo.
What of you?
No.
Oh.
No, of the production. Oh. you're not allowed phones in there, right? So you got told off by the person.
Because he puts everybody off on stage.
And he's next to the family of the Elphaba, so the lead, right? And there's a little boy there. Oh, and he's probably around the age of like 8, 9. And he's obviously watching his family member, whatever. Anyway, after the interval, we go to get more drink. Sits back down, right?
They shouldn't have served him.
I know. I thought that. And they were all a bit like wet and moist. Sorry, no offence to this theatre, but they're all very moist, the people that are working there. I would have got him straight out. But they were all like... And then basically, the guy next to him nudged him. So he was like, you're trying to assault me. So he called the police whilst the show is on, 999, on loud, and was going, I've been assaulted. I'm at this theatre. I've been assaulted. Anyway, they had to stop the show. The Elphaba on the stage is like she's fuming at what's going on, right? They had to stop the stage, close the curtain. They had to get him out. Everyone's like cheering as he's being taken out by security. It was and that was like my first proper show. And I thought, does this happen every time?
I know, but that's what, because there's no windows in there.
And there was a lady behind us and she was like, and you say about New York, like she's basically saying how UK's worse. She's like, no one ever come for New York. And I was like, this lady, she did not sound like that.
A bit big.
Yeah, it was huge, to be fair.
Was it?
But yeah.
They shouldn't have let him in. They shouldn't have served him any more drinks.
I know. But it was a wild experience. Do you know what my favourite bit of it, actually, sounds bad, this is my favourite bit. there was like a gunshot sound in the production when he was calling the police. So I thought, fuck me. SWAT team's going to turn up in a second. Because he was like, I'm being assaulted. And then you had that gunshot
thing. Was he English?
I don't know.
Wasn't American?
No, he wasn't American. I don't know. But yeah, that's my story about Wicked.
Right. Tried boxing at the gym.
Yeah.
Really?
PT got me boxing.
I love boxing. You
know I know you do. I'm not good at it.
Good at getting your aggression out.
I know, but I think, no wonder you love it. You've got to keep your hands like this all the time, don't you? And I kept forgetting, so I would have been knocked out instantly.
Have you seen the new things that they're doing on the wall? So you don't have to have a freestanding bag.
Really?
You get something that sticks on the wall.
So if you know misfit boxing matches that George speaks about, where they match you to someone and you do influencer fights, who would you fight? Who's like your build, your age?
I think probably one of the Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Would you? I could see you with a loose woman.
Mm.
I could see you knocking out Janet Street Porter.
Gemma Collins.
You're not the same build as Gemma, though. Maybe Colleen Nolan you'd be a good match for. Who likes twins?
I was thinking more Christine Bleakley, but that's not going to happen, is it? me and Amanda Holden.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to see her fight. She's a lover, not fighter.
All right. Right. I can't believe you've written this in your diary. Are you that worried? Dad has hypertension.
Yeah, mum panicked the whole family by saying that Dad has hypertension.
He's got really high blood pressure.
I know.
So he's doing everything at the moment to get it down.
What?
He's walking. He's not having very many carbohydrates anymore.
Good.
He's really cut the booze down dramatically.
That's good.
Apart from last Saturday. And and he's having to do his blood pressure every morning and then every evening.
So is he still biking to the Indian or is he?
No, I said he can go to the pub tonight. Not that I get a choice. But as long as he's out of my room by 8 o'clock.
Why?
Because he comes in, he's usually two sheets to the wind. I'm going to say my dinner. Comes upstairs, wants to come in my room, talks absolute rubbish to me for 10 minutes, then
gets
in the bath.
I don't want to know about the sweet nothings.
No, then goes in the bath, then gets out, fumbles to his room, gets all his clothes out, then comes back in to clean his teeth, then he's going to come and get Dolly. So by this time, he's been in for 2 hours and he's done nothing.
Is that an old person thing to have a bath constantly? No offence, but does anyone else's mum and dad's bath constantly? Because I haven't had a bath since I moved out.
We've had a breakthrough today because when Dad said to me this morning, he said, one of the blokes from the pub was messaging, am I going to the pub? So I looked at him, I went, right, I'll tell you what, I'll do your deal. You go to the pub, you're out of my room at 8, and he went, like it was an epiphany, he went, maybe I'll have a shower before I go. I went, yeah.
Yeah, like most people do.
Yeah, but he's already had a shower this morning.
I think, personally, so like if I'm on the tube and then I get off and then I come home, why would I want to sit in a bath full of tube filth, right? I just shower because it comes off.
No, I'm not being funny. Unless, it's different if you're doing, but for me and Dad, like, we're not dirty people. I shower in the morning, I bath at night.
But you're just sat in filth in a bath.
Well, if you want to class yourself as filth, be my guest. I'm not filth.
Well,
I clean myself.
I know, but like baths also, they smell a bit weird. Like just...
Yeah, but see, you have a lot of sunbeds and all that, don't you? So you get all that horrible
No, I don't. No, that's not the reason I don't have baths.
No.
I don't have like Lush bath bombs. They dry me out. Well, I know what they do with you. Give you fresh, don't they?
Yeah, I can't. Nothing perfume, thank you.
Yeah, anyway.
thank you for that, Joe. Just share that with the whole nation. All right. Yeah, that's really nice of you. Thank you.
You said it to everyone the other day.
No, you tell
They're
everyone.
They're never putting us on that PR list.
A bath is good. But then I said to Dad, like, if say me and Dad are going out for a meal in the evening, say we're going out at like 5 o'clock, we're going to go to the pub first.
Yeah.
I will shower before I go.
Celeb Big Brother.
Oh, loving
thank
it.
Thank you for my diary back.
Thank you.
Yeah, Celeb Big Brother. So tell me what your thoughts are. Because by the time this episode airs, the final would have been out. So let's predict who we think is going to win. You go first.
David.
I love David.
I just feel like he's had me in hysterics.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He goes, fucking hell. He's just hilarious. Oh, don't break it, Joe. He's just himself in there.
Did you see when he was like, talking about the Chinese and he went, oh, I just feel so bad. And then was like, pass me a duck pancake. He is TV
gold. But it's the
gold.
Way he just sings. He's just, if I was to go in there, I'd like someone in there, in there. Because I just think he's lighting
Push
the mood.
Push you at ease, doesn't he? The best clip of the whole series for me was when he's in the shower and Louis went, oh, I need to get all your numbers. And then David went, have you got WhatsApp? And he went, I'll send you a voice.
He's going, no, you're okay.
Yeah.
No, you're okay.
I'll send your voice. So, no, you don't need to do that.
You just
so
mess
funny.
With me.
I think, personally, that Nikita might win.
Oh, I just think listen, he's a fabulous dancer, but I don't know. I feel like he's been playing a little bit of a game.
No, I think he's genuinely low. I know why you think that, because you're Team Fern, but I'm not.
No, I just don't feel like, Joe, he's been quite vanilla throughout the whole thing.
I think he's a nice person.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not a nice person. I just feel like for entertainment value, he's been quite vanilla throughout the whole thing.
I think I want Louis to win.
No, listen, I reckon it's going to be between Louis and David, and he's like the pantomime villain.
Louis has been incredible TV.
But he's a lazy sod.
How great did Sunita look?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it tonight before the...
Absolutely unreal. Doesn't look... Honestly, looks insane.
And how do you feel about Bradley going out?
I felt really bad for him in terms of that exit. It was reality TV gold, though. Because when AJ walked in looking like Diana Ross, she looked incredible.
But did you see him this morning? He said that he thought that... because he said he really wanted somebody in his family to be there. And he said, and all of a sudden, he said he saw this pair of heels coming towards him. He thought, that's no member of my family. I love him. He's lovely, though, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And I am...
I'm here for Fern. I'm here for Fern because she's... more magical. She's 10 years older than me, but I love her.
I think you relate well to Fern. From my standpoint, she was relatable in the way that every mum obviously has a drink and then just picks on people for their insecurities.
Rubbish. No, do you know what? The one thing she said, and I was, do you know, this is the one thing throughout the whole series that I'll take away. When Nikita says something to her about being old, she said, and this is exactly how I feel, right? Just because I'm now 54, it doesn't mean I'm old. My brain still is like I'm your age.
No, I know, but all he said was, oh, I love that stripy top. Stripes really in at the minute.
But that, to me, someone said that, I'd think, well, do you not think I know that? I found that a little bit patronizing.
No, I think she had a couple of glasses of rosé and wanted to fight, but everyone
But for me, it's like, because people look at us and think, oh, you are getting... Listen.
No, but he meant it with a good heart. I think there's a difference between going, that's nice for you.
Said was, and I really resonate with it. Just because you get to a certain age, it doesn't mean that your brain is old. You might not dress that young anymore.
I know that. But mum, all she's done is cry.
I'd be like that.
Every single diary
because I think it's overwhelming.
It must be overwhelming, yeah. But I thought... Fuck me, just smile. Do you know what I mean? Just go and have a laugh.
She has been, but I just think as well, I think she's quite trendy, Fern.
Oh, she's amazing. She's great. Like, I think, I actually like that our age group has gotten to know her in that capacity.
I don't like the way...
She's a great mother figure in there.
Didn't like when Louis, and they always going, Louis, you can't say that. Everyone looks great, even Fern.
No,
I know. You can't say that,
Louis. Mum, but the thing of Louis is, Louis self-directing and self-producing himself in there. The moment someone argues, he goes, great, that was great. Like, he's like... He's got an in ear with the directing team. Like, I think he's amazing. One thing I wanted to mention as well was the Ekin-Su late in life, because...
I actually felt quite sorry for her.
I did. Awful for her. I thought that when you go onto an after show like that, it's got to be quite impartial.
No, it wasn't.
I've seen so many comments and I completely agree. If that was me, I would have walked off crying. I would have actually burst into tears and said,
I know what people are saying about it though, because yes, she was an actress, but she was lovely in Love Island and I don't feel like she had the chance to come across.
I don't feel like she came across as well as Love Island.
Listen, we all know the editing.
But
so
it's the edit. And also, she'd just come off a plane. I'm pretty sure I saw something in the papers and just filmed the traitors. So she's done back-to-back
shows. Yeah, I know.
She's tired.
Tekin. And I just, think it would have been nice to have had another female in there.
I know.
Do
you know what? I was a bit sad that by the end, that they just got rid of like every woman in the house.
Listen, but hold on a minute. It wasn't Lauren Funny in the courtroom thing.
Oh.
She was order.
And she had no idea about any form of legal jargon.
Yeah, but nor would I.
I know.
That's what made her so funny.
I love her.
I love Lauren as well.
She went out too early for me.
Yeah, and me. I wish Lauren could have been in the final.
Do you know what?
She's great.
I loved it when Fern put that snake on Louis's pillow.
No, but she cried afterwards.
I know.
And she
did.
No, but when she just said it's been ghastly and it's been awful. And I was like, Fern.
I know.
She's a great novelist as well, though, Fern.
So you think that David's going to win?
I really want David to win, but I've got a sneaky suspicion that Louis might.
And if David did win, would you like him on the podcast?
Oh, you 100%. Please say yes.
I want him.
David.
I don't know why I'm saying.
David, come on. I love you.
This
we love you.
This is a public plea for David to come on the podcast.
We love you.
We're absolutely obsessed with him.
Did you ever see him on Celebs Go Dating?
No, I didn't.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
He's hysterical.
He was absolutely brilliant.
So once this is done, what's the next thing you're looking forward to TV-wise?
Well, it's not long now, you know.
What, to the villa opens?
Love Island again.
I know. I feel like...
What's wrong with me?
No, it's all I look forward to.
I just... What, there's something wrong with me, seriously. It's just the music.
Yeah, no.
And do you know what else I love?
What?
Them little things. Those little parrots.
What parrots?
It's my time on paper. It's my time on paper.
What,
those little cockatiels. I love them. I love them. I love them.
No, I'm really looking forward to it.
When they come in, they say the little funny things. I think I just watch it for that. Love it.
Okay. I really enjoyed the All-Star season as well. And
like, guess who split up?
Who
do you think? Toby and Georgia?
No.
They've split up.
Wouldn't have seen that one coming.
And apparently he's not been very nice on social media. Well, hell bloody surprise. I mean, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't lasting long, was it?
No, it was never meant to be in the first place.
I know. Should have sat with Callum.
Oh, we love Cal. Oh, Callum. We need to get Callum on here, you know.
Mum, honestly, I texted him the other day.
What?
No, replies. He's just so awful with his phone. Like, and then I thought he went, really bad with my Insta DMs, like, just text me, go on to WhatsApp. Callum's changed his number. I sat there and thought,
oh.
I'll get hold of him. I'll send a pigeon or something.
Oh, maybe he's getting loads of abuse.
No, he's not. Everyone loves Callum.
I love Callum. We need to get... Maybe he just doesn't want to be friends with you anymore.
I love Callum. I also love Sophie and Josh. They're doing really well together. They're still together.
Hey.
And Callum... Molly and Tom. Yeah, as well.
I love Molly.
I mean, last time I saw Hannah, she said to me... This is a bit of gossip for you. Hannah was saying that if she stayed in there when Casey was in there, she would have liked to have coupled up with him.
I bet she would.
Well, on that note, we're looking forward to the next season of Love Island.
When are we going to get Hannah on?
Oh, she's coming on.
Oh, good. Coming on. We need
you on. Yeah, 100%. Do you see her hair disaster this week?
No.
Do you not see?
No.
You follow her, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so she had these extensions put in and she was told they were human hair, but they weren't. They were like, Temu, like Wish style extensions, old maiden style extensions. And they frizzed to the point where she looked like, what's that? Was it Rugrats with Cynthia? No, she put it on a story. I'm not saying that. She said she looked like Cynthia. So she had to drive all the way to Essex.
Oh, no.
From, where's
she
from?
I've got some real
Liverpool.
Ones.
Liverpool.
She could have borrowed mine.
She could have borrowed your extensions.
Yeah, the ones.
What, the clipping ones you couldn't get out of your hair for 2 hours and cried?
That's James's fault.
She had it all fixed now, but she's had a nightmare this week. So I know, bless her. I absolutely love her.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. Next, James Bond, because it's rocked Hollywood this week about the predictions for who's going to take over Daniel Craig.
Right. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Daniel Craig?
No, the new bloke.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Never heard of him. The films he's been in are for a young generation.
He was in Tenet, Kick Ass, and Bullet Train.
No, never.
I mean, look, guys, I'm not gonna sugarcoat. I've had too much caffeine, and my body's like. I've never seen any of those films.
I haven't.
But I've got a picture of him here.
I know.
And he's fit.
Yeah, he is fit, but. There are better.
He doesn't look Bondy enough.
No,
though.
No,
he
and
doesn't
there's.
Look Bondy
I mean,
enough.
Everyone keeps saying he got back getting his haircut. That's a simple thing to do.
Yeah,
he just doesn't do it for me.
I like
me.
The moustache in on the left that he's got. These will be on the screen, by the way, for anyone else that doesn't know who he is.
And do you know what they do tend to do? They do tend to pluck people from obscurity and they then catapult
do
them.
That.
Yeah, they, I mean Daniel
but
Craig
Idris Elba
wasn't
was going to do it, wouldn't
no,
he?
But he wouldn't. He would never do it. Daniel Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry,
was,
I know him.
Daniel Craig wasn't that well known, but look what he's done for him now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, really and truthfully.
It's been some weird films since, though. What about that Onion one?
Yeah,
that's
a bit strange. Yeah, but then I think he's trying to get away from the you know, Bond character.
Yeah, true.
I just feel
favorites
like...
Favourites to play?
Oh, Henry Blood.
Henry Cavill. I will never look like that.
Oh, he
I will
is
never look like that topless.
The most... Do you know how many followers he's got on? He's got about 6 million followers on Instagram.
He is.
He's got a Frenchie and he's got a little.
He's so chiseled.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
And he.
Yeah, he is. And he's.
It winds me up when people like that are like talented as well. Because I'm like, can you just step off our necks?
But he's talent all over me any day of the week. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy.
No, he's Irish. So he won't be able to do the accent.
Oh, because it's like the, yeah.
You've got to have that very posh.
He's an actor, mum.
Yes, I know, but listen, let's be honest. His accent in Peaky Blinders was very hit and miss. The Brummy accent.
He looks like he would play.
No, he scares
the
me.
The villain.
No, he scares, yeah, he
He'd
scares
be a
me.
Good Bond villain.
He looks like he's going to come and just, like in Peaky Blinders, come and slit my throat or something.
Right.
That's not a good look for Bond.
Okay. Damson Idris. seems quite sophisticated.
No,
he looks very sophisticated.
No, he looks too young. He's like a little boy.
He does look very young.
Yeah, no.
You like a seasoned Bond.
Oh, I like a more mature man, yeah.
Yeah. These aren't auditions for who you're going to fuck. It's for the next Bond.
Not my age, love.
All right, just wanted to clear that up, yeah? Okay. James Norton was the bad guy in Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah, no, James Norton is definitely a bit of me.
He's, to me, he's a bit more
like chisel as well.
Barry Keoghan vibes. From Saltburn?
No. No, he's not. He's lovely. He's very much, he reminds me a little bit of Daniel Craig, Strawberry Blonde.
Joel from Dad vs. Girls.
Yeah,
in the other
good
room.
Looking, very good looking man.
Keep you away from him then.
Joel, come in.
Tom Hardy.
No. Because I can't get over him. He's always played quite a baddie.
He does jujitsu.
I've never seen him in a romantic sort of setting. And he was also Alfie Solomon in Peaky Blinders. And I'll never, ever forget him in that. He's not Bond.
You sure?
Yeah.
He has.
As much as I love him and he can read me a CBeebies bedtime story anytime he likes with all his dogs that he's got. Takes his dogs to his premieres and all that.
He on years and years ago on MySpace took like selfies of him like naked.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Well, you got Google.
No, I mean my Bond would be Henry Cavill, but I just don't think they're gonna have him on.
He just played a spy though in that Argyle thing. And it was like a James Bond like piss takey thing, so I don't think he will. That was a good film. Dua Lipa looked
incredible. They're obviously going to get that fella, the new one. That's why they're pitching him
out. That guy.
They're obviously
Aaron
doing
Taylor
that.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
But I've never seen any of his films. I don't really know who he is. I'm a bit gutted.
Well, he's still ripped, so close your eyes and think of England.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
How do they incorporate him back in as 007 when Daniel Craig got blown up in the last film?
They'll just do like a thing.
What, like Bobby Ewan in the shower in Dallas? Just comes back to life.
What are you talking about?
All right, for all you older listeners, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
What, all three of them? Fucking hell.
That's baffled me. I actually lay awake at night thinking that. How are they going to bring him back?
Right, well, you need to go out and touch some grass if that's what's keeping you up at night. Mum, we have a couple more topics to cover. George moved out.
Oh, I know.
We never see him anymore.
Don't
he's away.
Say that. No, he did. He moved out and then he literally moved into the flat and he's gone away straight away. So I haven't seen him for a week.
How do you feel about him moving out?
Well, I was all right until you asked me.
And then you cried.
When you sent me that text message, I thought, I actually haven't thought about it. And went upstairs.
Yeah.
And that's when I shut his bedroom and looked at
his back
corner.
A lot anyway, though.
Hasn't been back yet and he's been gone a week.
I know, he's in France.
But then I do feel like I've done my job. I've brought you all up.
And now you've got a bit of free time. Got a bit more time to spend with your husband, who you love so dearly.
Thank you.
The silence is deafening. When someone in the family is upset, who gives the best supportive chats and advice?
Me. 100%.
You are great with advice. The only thing I would say is, and I said this to Kane last night with Big Brother, right? Is if that was me sat there on that bench and Big Brother and you were coming in to speak to me, you would come in, you'd sit on the bench, right? You've got what, 2 minutes max. You'd go, Dad's got hypertension. Joel won't leave me alone. He keeps bringing his washing back. I can't deal with Dolly. He's got a single nose. They'd go, you've got 30 seconds left. You'd go, you're right though. Everything all right. Proud of you. And then leave. So you do love to offload to the advice given.
I just feel like that's part of the doctors discussed with me about my ADHD sort of level, that I've just got to spill everything that's going on in my life and then go, by the way, are you okay?
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I did that once with my friend Jane, got in her car, she got in my car, drove all the way to see a friend of ours and we was 2 hours in the car. As she went to get out, I went, oh, anyway, so how are you, Jane? And she just said she'll never forget that as long as she lives.
Yeah, that is very
you. I have to offload.
Yeah, no, I know you do.
I know, I'm terrible, yeah, but I hold my hands up. That.
Yeah, you are an offloader. Mm. And lastly, I played that prank on you with the grey paint in the conservatory.
Yeah, bugger.
So you going with that colour?
Do you know what someone's put?
Oh no, here we go. What
someone's
said?
Actually put and said grey so last year. Who asked you anyway? I like grey.
I mean, you're so
I love grey.
Yeah, you do like
my favourite colours when I was growing up was like a sort of like mid grey and dusty pink. I've always liked pink and grey. My bedroom was pink and grey and white.
Yeah, you do like pink, grey and white.
I do. Yeah, I do. So
what
all
do you want
haters
to say to that person who hated your thing? There we go.
Yeah, I love grey. If you don't like grey, you don't have to look at it.
And
you don't have to watch TikToks. You don't have to sign up to anything. Just go away.
And how is work with the conservatory going?
2 days it's taken me 2 days took a whole day to empty out the dresser, and that's when I found my school report.
Yeah.
And I found all pictures of you as a baby.
So what you're saying is you got easily distracted doing it.
No, do you know what? After I found your baby pictures, I just thought, no, I actually can't. Because when I emptied out the kitchen on my own, it took me 2 weeks to empty the kitchen out by myself, and I got so waylaid. I was just doing literally one cupboard a day.
Yeah.
Finding all pictures and documents and sitting there going, oh.
But it's coming along well. And you're giving me that sappy tray, aren't you, in the back room as well?
We've got one in the porch now, yeah. But basically, everything's out. All the knickknacks is just a case of you and Kane coming to help to basically get all the heavy stuff because I can't lift all that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, exciting stuff coming for the conservatory. It's going to look exactly the same afterwards, isn't it?
No, it's not. Lighter shade of grey, stone flooring, different flooring, hopefully a levelled floor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a couple of new cushions and, right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, less the cushion shit talk. Let's go over to catchphrase.
Oh.
I'm going to be quizzing you because I know how much you love it, don't
I'm
you?
I'm not very good at this.
No, and that's why I want to do it.
Oh, so make it quick.
I'm going to put your brains to the test, right?
Right.
I know what the answers are.
Right.
So I'm going to show these on screen. You've got to guess. Are you ready, mum?
Right. Where am I looking?
At the screen when I...
Oh, right. The bin's on then.
Yep. Okay, right. Are you ready? This is the first one. 3, 2, 1. I'd never heard of this one before, so I'm wondering whether you know.
Bowl sick.
Say what you say.
Yeah. Chef, food. I don't know what that is. I've got chef. Three chefs, a bowl and sick.
There's a lot of chefs there, isn't there?
Too many cooks. Spoil the broth.
Correct.
Shut up.
That's correct. And I'd never heard of that before.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Well done, you. I've never heard of that
why
before.
Why is there a sick face?
Spoil. Like, ooh, spoiled.
Oh.
That's really good.
Thanks.
That's really, really good. I hadn't heard of that one before. Let's see if you get the next one.
Oh, what's that in the background? That's a no-go rocket that's going into a micro... What's that microscopic rocket?
Microscopic rocket. Look at it again.
All right, it's a tampon. What is it?
No, it was definitely a rocket.
A rocket. What's that? Is that a...
Right, the stop sign is saying no, isn't it? It's not.
No rocket it's microscope.
Not. It's not.
No science.
It's...
No science. No science rocket. Pocket.
No, you're almost there.
No science. Oh, I don't
you're
know.
You're almost there.
No science. Space.
No, you're almost there.
I don't know.
It's not rocket science.
Oh, God. Oh, see what I
no
mean?
No science rocket. No science rocket.
I'd be useless with Stephen Mulhern. He'd be like...
Next one. You've got to get this one. Oh, I've just put Siri on. There you go.
Don't rain on my parade.
Final answer?
It's coming to me.
Yeah.
Don't rain on my sunshine.
What's the top one?
Cloud.
And what's the bottom one?
Cloud and sunshine.
It's under.
You are my sunshine.
I'm giving you a clue. I'm giving you a clue. It's under.
Sun under cloud?
No,
with rain.
That's not a sun. It's a You
it?
Can't see, can you?
No,
that's
not
the face
really.
Underneath.
Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
Under the weather. It was under the weather.
Oh, sorry. So that
and
was
lastly, me. This one's hard.
Harper.
I'll give you a clue. The one on the left, he's doing it to improve fitness. He's fit.
Harper. No. Fitness.
He's fit, isn't he?
Fitness app.
What's on the right?
Violin. Fitness violin. Fitness. I don't know, Joe.
Fit as a fiddle.
Oh, that's not a fucking fiddle. A fiddle's like that. That's not a fiddle. A fiddle's like a flute thing.
Oh.
That's wrong.
You did well.
Thanks,
you did well.
I've got one
the
right.
The broth one was great. That was great form. Lastly, on today's episode, we do the cancelled courtroom segment. We won't drag this out, but who is cancelled this week and why? I think I already know. Hit me.
Dad.
Yeah, and why is he cancelled?
Because he went to work Monday, right? To help you out Tuesday.
God forbid.
Went to work Wednesday and basically left me to do all the
God
clearing out.
And the man's working.
Yeah, I know, but he always does it. When we moved house before, he went out the day before, but he took you and George in the car because I was having a screaming fit and I had to pack the house up myself.
Dad tends to be elusive when there's hard work.
Yeah,
needed.
When the day before, whatever holiday we go on, Dad look, oh, I just got a pop there. I just got a nip there.
Yeah.
He never helps me.
Yeah.
So I was really stressed yesterday.
I think you're cancelled for me this week.
Why?
It's a culmination of things. I think that you said that you, the other day, you said that I'm too busy. You said I'm too busy to film a podcast.
Me?
Yeah, the other day. Yet you sat on the sofa with a glass of Prosecco from 2 p.m. and went.
When
we were home, what day were we back?
Oh, kill me for sitting down for 1 hour.
Mum, you sat there with a glass of Prosecco in hand at 1 p.m. when there's nothing on telly.
No. It wasn't 1 p.m. It was 2:20. Because we were messing around.
Okay, so you're cancelled for me for that. So you're equally as bad as Dad.
Because I had a glass of Prosecco.
How many did you have?
2 glasses. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I had last night because the bottle I've got indoors has got like foil over it, so I can't see. Right. Pink foil. So God knows what I had last night.
Likely the bottle.
No, I don't. I think I'd be sick with a bottle of that. It's too much fizz.
Pardon me.
Oh, see?
Ooh. Well, on that note, before we finish, I've got the indigestion going on.
Do you get that? If someone talks about something, suddenly you want to burp?
Yeah, all the time.
Although I can't burp.
Time.
So.
Every time you speak, you want to throw up.
It's really nice, isn't it?
I've got this t-shirt that I bought the other day and it's got this inflatable bit on it and I want Mum to blow it up before we finish the episode because it's really funny. Do you want to give it a go? Kane did it earlier and it actually inflates.
Oh, I'm going to...
Just a little fun ending to the podcast. For the listeners, we are blowing up my t-shirt. It's like ASMR.
Kane's had his mouth around that. I mean, he ain't got any germs. There you go.
Look at it.
I mean, why would you buy something that weird in the first place?
I don't know, but now it's got mum.
Oh, you know what that could be for?
What?
When you get a puppy and you lay it on your chest and it's...
Well, fill it with hot water or something.
Yeah.
God, it's got like a little... Your vape lungs and it's got a popcorn lung in it.
Oh, shut up, you.
On that note, thank you guys at home for watching. Next week, we'll be back to resuming normal.
Is George coming back next week?
Yeah, he will be, yeah. So you've got a week off to sit
so
home.
So you don't need me next week?
I don't know.
Yet. So I've changed all my lash appointments round and I'm not needed.
That's the surprise of today's pod.
Oh, Cho.
Thank you guys for watching. And
yes, thank you, everyone.
We will be back next week with more surprises and fun. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And Mum?
And if you're listening on Spotify, please rate us loads of stars, maximum five. Please do so.
Yep.
And also listen on Apple
Podcast. Yeah, you've gotten better at that.
Mum's, getting better, yay!
Yeah, at least you're saying not to stream it on Apple TV. So thank you guys. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.